The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to this evening's action in Ballinrobe. More jumping to come from Ireland. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the 8-race card is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Good, mate. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Good. Glad to hear it. What do you make of the card in Ballinrobe then, Andy?
I suppose to be fair, you have had three bets tonight, so I suppose that's always an indication that the card's a competitive one and a card worthy of close scrutiny. There's one good race on the card, really, and the rest of it's fairly modest. But modest stuff usually means that there's a lot of modest horses running. If you can dig the better ones out, then should be onto something.
Yeah, good. Three bets means you must have at least three strong opinions as well, so that's good
and
news.
And the nap runs here tonight as well.
Yes, anybody who's consulted the William Hill Naps table will see that Andy has gone for Leibniz in the 7.50 at Ballinrobe. We'll find out why later on in the piece, but the 5.10 is the first race, and we start with a maiden hurdle over the extended 2 miles, and a little bit of a conundrum here to start with, because Castle's Rock ran on Monday. And if he runs again, then he would have a decent chance here. But it depends whether he does. And the market's got it priced up with him the 11-10 favourite and San Gabriel 6-4 second favourite. 5-1 for Paleface, and then 12-1 our bigger prices. The rest. So, what do you make of the first race, Andy?
This is one of the races I've had a bet in. I backed San Gabriel here in anticipation of the favourite not running, Castle's Rock. Either way, even if he does run, I wouldn't be that scared of Castle's Rock anyway. Certainly based on his effort at Kilbeggan last night, when he was quite a tame six. Okay, it wasn't a bad little novice hurdle or maiden hurdle, but he just doesn't fill me with a great deal of excitement, this horse. He's had plenty of chances, Castle's Rock, and other than a couple of decent runs where he's been a second on a couple of occasions, he has also thrown in some inexplicably bad runs in. Whether he runs or not, I don't know, but what I've done, I backed San Gabriel at 5-2, so even if Castle's Rock doesn't run, I'm on a 5-4 shot with the rule 4, and I think this horse will be a massive odds-on shot. I think he'll be 4-7, 1-2 without Castle's Rock in the race. He ran a really good race the other day down in Garran, a race a million miles better than this one. Polish Rock would be, a horse rated in the 120s. And he made the running that day, and he went all the way down to the last before getting tired on the running and then was eased off. But even so, that race actually comes out really well on my speed figures. He ran the last circuit in 2:07, and that was a time that wasn't even completed by some of the winners on that card. That was a really good effort. I think he's in decent form. If he makes the run in round here tonight, which I think he probably will, being as he made the run in the other day, he's going to be very, very difficult to catch. So I'm hoping Castle's Rock doesn't run, because that will make life easier, but even if he does, I'd still expect San Gabriel to come out on top.
Okay. On to the second race next, the 5.40, and this is a handicap hurdle for four-year-olds and overrated, 80-109. It's over the extended 2 miles, and X Squared and See You All in Coppers are the 92 joint favourites this morning. I'll take it from here is 5-1, 6-1 for Top Chief, Noble Call 7-1, 15-2 for Lost Book, 9-1 for Via Del Corso, and then 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. So quite an open handicap here, Andy.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Quite a few horses have got good track form, and one or two of the local trainers are throwing their usual suspects at the board here, including Steve Mahana, who runs a couple. And you've got a course and distance winner in the shape of, or two course and distance winners in the shape of Noble Call and X Squared. And that's pretty much where I want to start my summaries, by tipping X Squared number one, largely because he's got a really good record here at this track. Not only has he won here on his last start, that was back in August of last year. He also ran well the time before, sorry, July, beg your pardon. He ran well the time before, an eye-catching run as well behind Sir Lynx, when in the first-time cheek pieces, and Hood he came from a long, long way back to finish in Evan Era second that night. Certainly teeing him up for a good run the next time, and he didn't make any mistake. When he went back to Ballinrobe, he was given a bit more of a positive ride. He just had the one run recently to blow away the cobwebs. That was on the flat the other day behind Artful Artist in a race which was run at a sound gallop. And, of course, we've seen the form work out well with the winner going on to run well and the second winning, Neuscher. So, you know, that was a decent effort under top weight. So that would have put him just about spot on. He does like a sharp track. Most of his best form on the flat's over a mile, so a tight track not really lending to too much stamina certainly helps him. The faster ground, the better. And he's got to be in the frame, really. He's absolutely nailed on to hit the frame. He's 9-2, William Hill. The other one to mention, as I said, is Noble Call. I think we can have a little bit of a saver on him just in case the wheels come off X squared. This horse is owned by a couple of friends of mine over in Ireland. One of the guys who's with the Rutherglen Syndicate owns this horse, and they really fancied him the last day. But unfortunately, things didn't quite work out. He'd previously won here at this track, thus the fact that Connections obviously bought him. He went to Kilbeggan, and the excuses for him to get beat are quite a bizarre one, really. Certainly not going to be in the race card anyway. Apparently there was a fair on, a kiddies fair, with all the kind of, like, you know, carousels and, you know, high rides and all that kind of stuff. And this horse got really, really worked up with all that hullabaloo that was going on. It was a really noisy day, and he just bawled over and got a little bit too too het up, and that's the reason why he didn't run so good. So Noble Call is much expected to go much better tonight, obviously with no funfair in the background.
Okay, no funfair means that he will run well. And the 6-10.
You've never heard that before.
I know, yeah. Something new every
day. That's not going to be in the race card, is it? Bawled over because of funfair. Waited within rear, no impression from three out.
Yeah. Right, let's move on to the third race, the 6-10. And this is another maiden hurdle. This one's over 2.5 miles. And we've got Indian Fairy, the 15-8 favourite this morning, 2-1 for Oscar Vespasian, and then 11-2, barring those Lockhart ladies, the 11-2 third favourite, 6-1 for Feel the Air, and 10-1 for Icy Reply, 12-1 or bigger prices. The rest are priced up a little bit of a match, Andy. And Indian Fairy, she actually showed some decent form. She was promising in bumpers, didn't show much since, but a sign that she might be going back in the right direction last time.
Well, it was the first time that she'd raced on a decent surface last time at Clonmel, off the back of a break. Prior to that, she'd run in national and flat races on soft to heavy ground in the middle of winter, which didn't really suit her. She comes from a yard in good form. They weren't really expecting a lot first time out at Clonmel, ridden by a £7 conditional. But this horse certainly ran a good deal better than Connections felt, so much so that it rather caught them out a little bit, really. Obviously, I think they were looking for a bit of an educational run, and that's probably the instructions they gave the lad who went out to ride that evening. And it was one of those ones that they were a bit unfortunate, really. You know, she's just run an amazingly good race, and obviously they've had them in afterwards, and they've had to try and explain why the horse was given such a tender ride. I mean, the horse finished like an absolute express train up the inside without being unduly knocked about. So it's obviously clearly got quite a bit of ability, and if she was capable of doing that when, if you like, she wasn't given a particularly hard time or an unhurried time in the early part of the race, then hopefully tonight, with a bit more of a forceful ride, up in trip, seemed that should suit her, given that she was finishing strongly over 2 miles. There's every reason to think this horse should be good enough to win tonight. Oscar Vespasian looks the likely danger. She's had 10 attempts, and her best run last time out was at Downpatrick when she chased down the informed Smiler. A reproduction of that run, sure to make a competitive here. But Indian Fairy, the big eye catcher the other day from an informed stable, gets the vote in 6-10.
Okay, Indian Fairy, the selection in the 6-10. Then on to the 6:45 race 4 on the card. And this is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. And Elsie is the 7-2 favourite at the time of recording. King High is 6-1 and a bit of a nibble from 7s. The same for Fifth Hard Player, who's also 7s into 6s. 7-1 for Nearest the Pin. 8-1 for Bridgewater Girl. Hurricane Ridge, 9-1 with Limpopo Tom. And then 11-1 and double figure prices for the rest. Who do you like for the 6:45, Andy?
Yeah, it's a difficult one, this. Probably the most hard-to-assess race on the card. You can make cases out for 5 or 6, really. Elsie obviously won well last time out in the Mayor's Only race down in Punchestown, but she seems to save her best for that particular track. Obviously, a big, wide-open, galloping course at Punchestown, and this one has more emphasis on speed, so whether she's going to be adaptable to this kind of circuit, who knows. Then you've got the likes of King High, Fedar Player, Aaron Hill Chief, all running well from informed stable. So it's a kind of like pick the bones out of this one situation. I'd probably just stick with King High here from the Ewan Doyle stable. I'm trying to stay on the right side of this stable in the next few weeks, because once Ewan's got his horse in good form, they tend to pay to follow. I went for a bit of a punt on one of his last night, unfortunately got no further than the third. I've obviously stopped it from winning. But hopefully King High can do a little bit better here. Certainly did last time out at Downpatrick over fences when chasing home Cold Stone Sober, easy for me to say. And the pair of them were well clear of a horse who's been in good form here at De Villeneuve, so I think that form's okay. Back over hurdles, obviously the brush hurdles here tonight, Ballinrobe, on ground that it absolutely adores, trip that it likes. King High, 6-1, fair enough each way in a wide open race.
Okay, on to the 7:50 next race, 5 on the card, and this is Division 1 of this handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles for 4-year-olds and overrated 80-95. And a couple of interesting market moves this morning, Andy. Behurna Lady is 92 into 100-30, and Sean Sill Ayer is 16-1 into 9-1. Either of those two on the shortlist?
Well, I think Bohuna later has to be. I'm not sure about the other one, Shinsilora. That one's a real pinstickers gamble. 18 runs, no wins, and ran badly last time out at Punchestown. Comes from a yard that does really well at this track, but other than that, not really much to recommend. Whereas Bohuna Lady has, albeit she hasn't won a race so far, there are encouraging signs from this mare. And obviously, with Dennis Hogan having a decent run of things of late, particularly... he should have the win in the first in the shape of San Gabriel. There's every chance that this horse might go two places better. The upside, or the massive upside with this horse's claims tonight, is the lad who rides this horse. For those that are not really familiar with Johnny Burke, I can tell you that this lad is by a million miles the best conditional jockey over in Ireland. He is very polished. He's very good in a finish. He's got strength, poise, balance, everything you're looking for. I think one or two English trainers will be looking to perhaps... have his services. He's very much in the Ger Fox mould. And obviously with Dennis Hogan, a shrewd pilot himself, looking to get him on board, he's definitely got strong claims here. Won at a bigger price, the Fitz Lady. Was in the process of running quite well on its last start at Punchestown until tipping up with four to jump. I think that horse might have been competitive that night. And prior to that, it run well behind Marsham and Knockarrigan in a race down in Tipperary. Of course, that form looks okay now, given the exploits of the runner-up. So the Fitz Lady should be perhaps worth an interest at a price. But in situations like this, when I've got a really good amateur pilot who stands head and shoulders above the rest of the field, he might just make the difference here with Bohuna Lady.
OK, on to the 7:50 next, race 6 on the card, and this is Division 2 of that handicap hurdle for 4-year-olds and overrated 80-95. It's over 2.5 miles, and it's nap time for you, Andy, so tell us why.
Yeah, it's all about the speed figure that this Libanese did the other day down in Damraw. There was four races on the round track that day over hurdles. Little King Robin won the first race, Empresario won the race two, and then the two 2.5 mile races were won by Cape Glory, who won the first one, and then Lebanitz, who won the second race on that card. And not only did he run a faster time than Gordon Elliott's Cape Glory, who's a much better horse than the ratings, his final circuit, 2 minutes 58.7, was much better than Cape Glory's 2.59.4, and also Little King Robin, who ran 2.59. Now, those horses there I just mentioned, Little King Robin and Cape Glory, are good 125-rated hurdlers. So the fact that this Leibnitz, who went into that race that he won the other day, only rated 93, tells me that he's probably got a little bit to play with here with regards to handicaps. He's going to have the same trip tonight. Ground's obviously in his favour again, and the cheap pieces which were on that particular occasion for the first time clearly worked, and if they work again, no reason to suggest they won't. I think he'll win this and win this quite comfortably. This is an absolutely terrible race, much weaker than the one he contested the other night. He's just in really good form, and he should have the legs of this slot. So 7-4, nap of the night, Libanitz in the 7:50.
Okay, Leibniz, the nap selection in the 7:50. And it's interesting you started that piece, Andy, there with saying it's all on the figures, because Gottfried Wilhelm Leibniz was a German mathematician. So there you go.
Wow.
Bit of, yeah.
Wow.
So it is all on the figures. It was for him anyway. And moving on to the 8-25 race 7 on the card, and this is a bumper over the extended 2 miles, and Willie Mullins' Run Fly Run is a 15-8 favourite. 11-4 for I'm All You Need. Dancing Meadows 7-1 with Lady in Motion. Miss Libby 10s, 12-1 for Rathmuck Native, and then 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. So Willie Mullins has the favourite here, Andy. Pretty short price at the top of the betting. Want to beat?
Yeah, I think he is. Yeah, I'm still stunned by that last conversation just had with you there, by the way, about that German mathematician.
Yeah.
Goodness me. How did I not know that? Yeah, I mean, she ran okay on debut down in Ballinrobe. Sorry, at this track last time out. Maybe the ground might have just been a bit softer and conditions on a much quicker note tonight might play into the strengths of this mare by Callanese. So it's dangerous to write off. However, she wasn't even money shot and she did look quite laboured on that occasion. So I'm going to pass her over at her tight price of 15 away. And I much prefer the claims of the second favourite here, I'm All You Need. And I don't normally bet in bumpers, but this is my third bet of the night here tonight, Ballinrobe. I was toying with the idea of actually napping this horse, but I fancy libbing it so strongly that I've gone for that horse in the previous race. But I certainly do think this horse is worth a bet, particularly around about 3-1 mark. Paul Nolan's horse is in good form at the moment. That's a first point of call to make. And the second and third examples I've got of this horse, why I think it'll run well, is that I think she'll appreciate the ground much better than she did down in Sligo the other day. She's ridden by Johnny Burke, and the combination looked like absolutely bolting up, turning into the home straight. They were really going strongly, but she just drifted onto that far side rail, and it meant that she was running on the slowest part of the track, and the winner, who'd already had the experience of her previous run, just outrun her in the latter stages, but they were 30 lengths clear of the rest. She's by King's Theatre as well, and most King's Theatres want a much better surface. So a combination of an informed stable on much better ground, dropping back in trip over a flatter track, I think this strong travelling I'm All You Need is all that you need to make money in the 8.25.
Okay, and on to the final race this evening, the 8.55. We finish with another bumper over 2 miles and half a furlong, and this one's for the Colts and Geldings, and Alton Bay is the 2-1 favourite. Roly La La is 5-2. 7-2 for If Jack. Seamus is 11-2. 15-2 for It's Bally Vic. Little Hearth is 10-1 and 14-1. Our bigger prices. The rest, who do you like for the lucky last, Andy?
Well, there's a bit of a word going around for Alton Bay here, Peter Fye, 6-year-old. He's finished placed on every time that he's set foot on the racetrack. He's been a little bit disappointing in my eyes. I've tipped this horse quite a few times on the podcast, including at Roscommon and Downpatrick respectively. And I thought he ran okay the night over hurdles at Roscommon, but he just suffers from being a little bit one-paced. He's got the old one-paced itis, and OK, he might just get his head in front tonight because it's not a great race, but I'd much sooner pass him over at 2-1 just because I've been to the well far too many times for me to care to imagine. I'm going to take him on with If Jack here, a 4-year-old son of Ifraj, trained by Gordon Elliott, who's had 2 runs in the middle of Windsor at Leopardstown at Punchestown. But the fact that he's run at 2 Grade 1 tracks suggests to me that Gordon Elliott thinks quite a bit of him. I don't think he's handled the ground on either of the occasions he set foot on the racetrack, albeit he did run quite well last time out. He just got a little bit tired later on after travelling quite well. He's quite a nicely put together, well-made son of Ifraj as well. And most of those Ifrajes, those who do all the breeding, all the breeding experts out there that do all the stats, will tell you that Ifrajes want a real firm surface. So on good ground tonight, this smooth travelling If Jack with a bit of a break under his belt from an informed stable with Nina Carberry on board as well to boot looks a very, very tempting each way proposition around about the 4-1, 7-2 mark. So If Jack, fairly solid each way in the last.
Okay, let's just have a summary, Andy. If you'll spin us through your selections for Ballinrobe one more time.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get off the mark in the first race. Quite confident of St Gabriel winning that race with or without Castles Rock in it. Obviously, without will do us even more of a favour. But I suggest you take the price because, obviously, with the Rule 4, you're going to get stuffed. So take the early morning price. X squared, strong each-way choice in the 5.40, around about the 9-2 mark. But also have a little bit of a saver on Noble Call, who flipped his lid because of the fun fair last time out. In the 6.10, Indian Fairy was a massive eye-catcher the last day. And from an informed stable, hopefully, she can prove her worth tonight in that 6.10. 6.45, King High from an informed yard fits the bill there from an each-way perspective. 7.15, trappy old race, but I don't really like Les Ipsa Licateur, who looks a bit of a weak finisher. So I'm going to go with Johnny Burke, who's definitely the conditional find of the season so far with Bohemian Lady. Nap of the Night is Lebenitsu, ran well on the figures last time out. Should follow up. And then in the 8.25, I like Paul Nolan's charge here, I'm All You Need. And in the final race, I'm going to take an Alton Bay and go with Gordon Ellis, If Jack, each way.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections and enjoy the action in Ballinrobe this evening.
I certainly will. Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.